Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I have so many questions for you, by the way.
Does it involve putting meth in my ass?
Yes, because you're the resident expert. And as we learned last week, the Chris Burrows autopsy report. In fact, I was just reading over the police report here. Again, it is crazy. And the thing is, his wife knew he was up to shit because in her statement to the police,
yeah,
she said that he had told her he used to, here's the quote, stated he used to go to clubs in his past, but stated he was not interested in that anymore. She said he did have a history of risk-taking behavior. So she knew he was up to stuff.
Probably knew he partied and got crazy. Dude, he was shoving meth rocks up his fucking ass. Okay.
Yeah. So that was my, is that a common thing?
No. Here's what's crazy. I missed this badly. Thought initially, immediate reaction is heroin cut with fentanyl, fentanyl overdose.
That's right, because that's very common now,
extremely
right?
Extremely common. And people are taking fentanyl. And also, you know, I got to imagine that job is pretty high stress, you know, just being on camera and, you know, at the end of a radio show every day, we were physically exhausted. I remember like that physical letdown. You were tired. So being on camera and he would go for 4 or 5 hours, figure he's fried. I'm like, oh, heroin to the T was taking the edge off. He got fentanyl and he died. Oh my God. He was getting fucked. And by the way, it fisted. The guy was fisting him when he threw up.
It was, yeah, because they had already had all kinds of sex before that. This was a dude he met on Grindr who he had met at least 4 times before. So this was somebody he kind of was a little more comfortable with, I guess.
You know what? I wonder, like, the guy didn't run, which is...
No, and they didn't charge him, and they never identified him.
Yeah. I have to think, though, that guy, you don't think that guy stuck maybe the meth up his ass? Yeah, and then you just say, well, no, he did.
That guy admits he did GHB.
Who brought the meth? Him or the guy?
Well, okay, here's the witness statement. The investigation into this incident is ongoing. All right. The descendant checked into the hotel room in person and alone. He met his male companion through a dating site Grindr and set up this meeting. Reportedly, the descendant deceased.
Hold on. Pause. Yes. I have a question for you, Jack.
Yes.
I don't go on Grindr often. Okay. Is it like a regular date? Is there a photo of you? Like, so is he had a fucking profile on Grindr?
I believe it's like Tinder and all the rest. There's a photo and a profile. Now, it does say later in this article that the guy didn't know he was a TV personality, so I don't know.
But he still had a profile. Obviously, probably used a different name, but...
Right, but yeah. So he had to have a Grindr profile. Tinder, it's like Tinder and all the rest. There had to be photos and a description and what you're looking for, right?
Okay.
Nobody so far that hasn't turned up anywhere. I'm surprised that somebody hasn't found his Grindr profile.
I'm sure they deleted it immediately.
It says they set it up through Grindr. Reportedly, they had met up 4 previous times. The companion arrived at the room at 12:30. Knocked and was led in the room by the decedent. Is that the way that was described as being nude? His companion described the room as being set up with lighting, S&M toys, lubrication jelly, and a massage bench. The decedent and his companion reportedly engaged in various forms of sexual activities, including anal sex and oral sex. The decedent then engaged in various inserted a rock of crystal meth in his anus and stated it was supposed to make him high and loose. That is in quotes. The decedent then gave his companion a syringe full of GHB in a bottle of Gatorade. The decedent and his companion continued with their sexual activities, and the decedent then inserted a second rock of crystal meth in his own anus. The companion described inserting his hands into the decedent's anus before the decedent
That's
decided.
Called fisting.
Okay, this is where my next question. Decided to put on a mask. The mask had 2 cloth filters on the side and rubber portions that completely covered the nose and mouth. The decedent poured poppers on the cloth filters and placed the mask on his face. What are those amyl nitrate poppers? I don't even know what that is.
I believe it's an inhalant, almost like, it's the same kind of thing as, it's the same thing as GHB. That's what I thought it was. Let me double check that. I thought it was the same as the GHB. Oh, my God. Oh, man, did I lose you? Unfucking believable. Awesome. Awesome. I just lost all internet. What a fucking fuck, 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 fuck. I think Skype might have just went bananas again, because my internet is fine. Wow, that was fun. La, 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 right in the middle of the first 5 minutes of the show. Oh, it's a, you know what? My internet is down because I have Netflix on. I was just letting it play while we did this, and my Netflix froze. So let me turn that off. And I'm sure my daughter is streaming in the other room because that's just kind of what she does. I might just be out of my bandwidth. Here's a question. How do you turn fucking Roku off? It doesn't ever go off. It's got a home button and a back button. It doesn't have an off button. All right. Let's try this. What's weird is I have internet. I just don't have much.
Hello?
That was weird. I lost, I'm sure I lost all my bandwidth. My daughter's in the other room.
Oh, yeah. It just said you weren't online, and then I thought maybe you did one of those poppers that I didn't understand.
I was also, I was getting fisted, and I was, and I had to take a moment to put a rock of crystal meth in my ass.
So, is an amyl nitrate or whatever that is, popper, is that illegal?
I don't know, but I know it's a sexual thing, and people do them while they're, like, fucking. It's so it must make the experience more euphoric, almost like an ecstasy type thing.
Yeah, because I've heard mention of it before, but I don't really know what it is. And I've
I always thought it was GHB. I always thought it was the same. I know it's an inhalant. You take it and you inhale it. I always just assumed it was like a GHB thing. It is.
I thought GHB was like kind of related to the date rape drug. It made you like super mellow and.
Here we go. It's a psychoactive drug. In particular, the inhalant drug amyl nitrate, the most common type of poppers inhalant amyl nitrate. It is often confused with, which is in fact a different chemical. I don't care. Poppers are also known as liquid gold. The term poppers first began being used for these drugs in the 1960s. Which was when they were used as heart medicine. It was sold in capsules that were cracked or popped to release the chemical. Although rarely used for heart problems today, it's still used to treat cyanide poisoning. Poppers are widely used as recreational drugs, especially in the gay scene, and are typically taken as fumes inhaled directly from small bottles. Poppers are cheap and easy to acquire, often sold as a room deodorizer or as sex enhancers in a sex shop. Yeah, so it is a sex thing. So you inhale it, okay. And it enhances the sexual experience. I was aware of that, but I always just assumed it was GHB, but I guess it is a
different
drug.
So is it legal? Can you just buy them at like
I'm guessing so,
wherever?
Just like nitrous is legal. You know, you can go right. Anywhere and buy nitrous. So looks like it is just walk into a sex store and, hey, I need some poppers.
Okay, yeah, because when it said that, I was like, I don't really know what those are. And then so then they were engaging in fisting when all of a sudden he stopped enjoying it, grunted, and he realized he threw up in the S&M mask he was wearing. And they said then he called 911 and they did CPR and he ended up actually dying in the emergency room. But that was crazy details. When we first heard the story, I thought, okay, he was hooking up with somebody with that dude who called in the hotel room. I didn't think it was going to be this kind of detail.
Yeah, I thought it was a side piece that he was hooking up with and having a little gay sex. And speaking of the gay sex thing, I remember when this story broke, I watched the weekend news a lot because I would be up.
Yeah, so do I. I just happen to have it on a lot.
Yeah. And so I would watch that a lot. And he seemed bitchy to me. And I always thought he was a gay dude. He had the mannerisms of a gay man. I assumed he was a gay man just watching the thing. And then when they started talking about his wife and his kid, I was like, oh, I was wrong on that. Like, my gaydar's not right. No, my gaydar is on. That guy's gay. That guy was gay, who just happened to be married.
Right.
So I was very surprised when I found out he was married. I thought I had missed that, but then he was very gay or into very gay sex.
If you were married to that dude and he told and you knew that at one point he liked to go to gay clubs or whatever, and now he used to go to clubs, but he said he's not interested anymore, don't you like – isn't that a red flag where you get out of that relationship?
Yeah. Or anytime I remember
– and the there was the quote that she said to the police. She said that he was known – where did it go? Where did it go in her statement? It says that like he was – she knew he did high-risk shit.
That has to be drugs. That has to be drug behavior.
She said he did have a history of risk-taking behavior.
Unless you're right. Unless she knew in, you know, like unprotected gay sex or unprotected sex of any kind is high risk. So she may have known.
And it was funny. They said when told about some of his activities, she stated he possibly only used drugs recreationally. So,
so apparently he didn't like to do poppers that and then have her fuck him in the ass.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I saw people were horrified and offended at the detail, but that's every death report. It's just the media had an interest in this one and
found this it. This is the actual County of Los Angeles Department, the coroner's report. That's all this detail is in. You know, and I know people were like, to release that detail, you know, like his family. First of all, his wife already knew. as you can get from this. But secondly, I mean, like, I feel horrible for his daughter, but I also feel horrible that he did this to them. You know what I mean?
That's another thing, too. If you're gay and you're fine, whatever. But if you're married to someone or you should do your family right and say, hey, I'm going to go be gay because this isn't really me. And he apparently was not doing that.
Yeah, that's the thing. He could have. I mean, I all the drugs and shit, it doesn't matter if you're gay or not. That's how, you know what I mean? But he could, maybe he, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, there's a lot of times you're self-medicating.
He broke up. Yeah, you're self-medicating because of the, you know, all the denial you're living in and everything. And I get that. But it's a different world, especially he's in L.A. news. Nobody would have given a shit if he was gay in L.A., you know, anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's
would have helped him.
It's weird that he was so, but also that might be why he was so extreme in his gayness when it came out. Like he repressed it, so that when he went out, he just went fucking nuts. He was fucking doing drugs, doing poppers, doing crazy wild sex with bondage. Like, you know, I don't care. Sex is sex if you're gay or straight. But when you start putting on bondage and doing fucking crazy shit, that's a whole other level.
And putting meth rocks in your butt. I've always heard, because remember there was a trend for a while, people were putting vodka in their ass. They were doing vodka enemas. And they were like, it's super dangerous because when you do stuff into your ass, it gets absorbed super quick.
Yeah.
Like you can get alcohol poisoning super quick doing that.
If you could do that from alcohol, imagine what crystal meth in your ass would do to you.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And then I also wondered, because it was weird, the scenario, he was supposed to be in a meeting and he called out sick, said he didn't feel well, and went and set up this tryst. And I was like, I wonder if he was about to be found out or if he thought something was going down and he just wanted to go out in a blaze of glory, you know?
Yeah, he fucking partied hard.
Because
to
go that hard. I mean, although it doesn't say in here is if these previous hookups with this guy, if that they had gone equally as hard, you know?
Yeah, I would like to know, by the way, and at this point, they were just hookups. So there were others. I'm sorry, you're not just randomly hooking up with one dude on Grindr. He's doing this shit a lot.
Now, I saw a comment on a story. I think it was actually Variety who ran the story. And somebody said that in the comments, and I don't know how true this is, that they had heard stories about him in, you know, like the gay underground scene, and that he totally believed this, that he had heard stories about him and doing stuff like this. So he may have been out there, you know, and doing stuff like this with a lot of dudes.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Crazy wild behavior.
And he was a newscaster who he was in other markets. I know he was in New York for a while. I can't remember all the markets he was in, but I wonder if there's a trail of hookups with dudes from around, you know.
And you know what else is weird, too? I'm going to sound like just a big ass, but I don't care. His wife was not attractive. When I saw her, I was like, ooh, that's a not attractive lady right there.
She was a newscaster at one point, too.
She was, too.
But and so I'm wondering if she was younger when she was younger, if she was like a little trampier or something, because
if she was a little hot mama when she was on the news, because usually news chicks are sadly news chicks are way more attractive than news dudes typically.
Oh, yeah. Usually.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Although that trend is changing now. All the young dudes on KTLA are all like good looking surfer dudes. So,
man, good looking surfer dudes that like to put meth in their ass and get fisted.
Well, that was the older married dude. I had these young guys. I thought, you know, I thought we'd get some details and they would be, you know, like you said, I thought it would be fentanyl, something laced with fentanyl. And I thought it would be, you know, oh, yeah, he had a boyfriend that he hooked up with. I did not think this kind of detail was coming. It was crazy.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh, he was doing drugs, hanging out in a hotel room with some dude. They were probably having a little, it was probably like his boyfriend. You know, side
that explains
piece.
Why they were being so vague at KTLA.
But they knew. They found out. Trust me, they found out to their police sources. No, we went into that fucking hotel room, and there was lube and fucking sex toys and all kinds of shit, and he was in there with a dude, and they were like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
Because they literally all, granted, when your friend dies, you're shocked. They all looked like they had been punched in the fucking gut that morning. They had a look of shock.
Right.
Where's my wife calling me?
No, you're right. They knew. And then they were like, oh, shit. That's why they did all the tributes and wrapped it up pretty quick. You know, like they got all that stuff out of the way. They did his last Burroughs bites. They did all that stuff and got out of the way before that report was coming. And trust me, the report came out on a Friday. That was the coroner and, you know, the coroner's department helping them out a little by trying to bury it in a Friday news dump and not.
Wow. Yeah. Now that story is fucking crazy.
It's crazy though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you never know what somebody's up to, but God, I walked away go, my life is fucking boring.
I almost never have Grindr hookups in hotels and shove meth up my ass.
Yeah, and get fisted by some dude with a mask on.
To go out Burroughs style should be a thing now. Like, that's – dude, that was Blaze of Glory fucking champion fucking exit right there.
The fact that he brought special lighting to the hotel room. So not only did he call – I mean, he had to be planning this for at least a little while before, and he called in the sick to the meeting. He brought all those supplies with him.
Yeah.
Like, where was he keeping a massage table, DJ style lighting, all these toys? Like, did he have an SUV in the back where, you know, like, was he like you with his bag of dildos under his seat?
Oh my God, remember that?
Yes.
You know what's the worst? That's back when we were still on the radio too at some point. Yeah, like people still knew who we were every now and then. Right. And I remember getting in my car at the car wash and looking in the back seat and seeing a bunch of dildos. And I went, oh, shit. These guys were like, that fucking dude, Stingent Star, was a big bag. He drove around with a truck full of dildos. Oh, I was Chris Burroughs.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was weird.
Nah.
God.
And then what about the Patriots dude, the Kraft guy with
you know
Jim
what's
Busted?
Weird? That's fucked up, but I totally am on his side. He went to a fucking massage parlor, got a handy, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not
well illegal, and the reason they're cracking down on it is because those you know they're like sex trafficked girls who were there.
That's what the sting was, right? It was a sex trafficking sting.
So he's going to where these, you know, these like sex trafficked girls are and he's a fucking billionaire.
Which is weird. He's going to a shady ass massage parlor when he could pick up the phone and just get groupie bitches with his kind of money.
Or get in-house service, not where he's going to get filmed. They say they have video of him.
Oh, God, this is going to be good. But I almost feel sorry for him. You know what I mean? But he is a dumbass.
He's a dumbass.
Oh, my God. God. Oh, the best thing I heard today was Dianne Feinstein. Have you heard that audio of her?
No. What'd she do?
Apparently, they all fucking... the Democrats hate that fucking crazy Octavia, whatever the fuck her name is.
Oh, yeah. That, OCE. Whatever.
Yeah, that chick. Yeah. They hate her like Republicans hate Trump. Because Dianne Feinstein was somewhere with a bunch of little kids. And these little kids start regurgitating exactly what she says. Ma'am, in 12 years, we're all going to be dead. If you don't do these green things and sign this green bill, we're all going to be dead in 12 years. These little kids, right? And Dianne Feinstein, you're thinking it's going to be like, oh, crap. She goes, hey, like, listen, little kid. I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing.
She told the little kids that.
Yes, dude. And she just fucking, and you know in her head, she was like, I'm going to kill that bitch. She started this. Oh, my God. It was so funny. But it, she was funny. She was very rude to these little kids. And there were cameras there. Or at least right. a tape rolling.
Right.
And she was like, I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing. And we're not going to fix this problem in 12 years. So these little kids think they're going to die. Oh, God. I was like, wait a minute. Do I like Dianne Feinstein now? This is crazy. Oh, man. Yeah, it must suck to be a politician and have both sides hate you.
Right.
Including your own side, where they're just like, oh, that motherfucker. I hate that fucker. God. That was fun. Dude,
are you sick again?
No. Whenever I wake up, I cough.
Oh, it'd be your mask or whatever?
Yeah, because everything shoves it down into your lungs, and then whatever's down there starts coming right. back up. After being fisted down in there really good.
Right.
Dude, here is a crazy story that is going on right now with our some of our friends. Remember, all of my friends are trust fund babies.
Right.
One of them is the parent died.
Okay. So, oh, a while ago, right? It was the mom?
Yeah, well, now they've this is another one. This is another friend who was the grandparent died. Who was running this trust. And so now they've done the wills and they've done all that stuff. This fucking dude, this is like word of warning. I had no idea this could possibly happen. And I know, most trust you have, you put a statement in your trust that if you sue the trust or you fight the trust, you're cut out of it.
Okay.
So basically, like, here's my will. If any of you fucking kids bring suit against my will,
get greedy or whatever,
you're out, and the other ones split it up. So they all have that, and it has that stipulation in it. And something happened where they are now. So they're distributing the rest of the funds or whatever. Well, over the course of the 20 something years, the trust had bought all of them homes. Everyone had a home, but it was all owned by the trust. And they were all paid cash, and they all – and I'm talking half a dozen or more homes between
– right.
You know, or maybe more, maybe like a dozen homes, all in this area, all for the siblings and grandchildren and everyone. And everyone had homes all owned by the trust. The fucking trust lawyer is per letter of the execution. He's executing to the letter of the law. The letter of the law is that the trust has to be liquidated. And then those funds go into whatever, and then they're
because the guy died at that point? Yeah,
because they're dead, so they liquidated the trust. Every single one of them is losing their home.
Oh, no way.
They can't stop it. And this fucking lawyer's a motherfucker. And it's just like, fuck you, you have a week to get out of your house, you've got 30 days to get out of your house, fucking selling all of their shit. And now...
they'll ultimately get paid out, but it's a pain in the ass, right?
Okay. It all goes back into the trust, and then they will continue to get their money from the trust. The trust will continue to support them. But in the meantime, you're losing your home.
Right.
And the homes they've had for years and years and years are gone. Anything they had that was under the trust is gone.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't it dumb? Because here's what sucks. If you bought a house, let's say you bought a house 10, 15 years ago for $1 million around here. The house is worth couple, $2.5-3 million now.
Right.
So now they're going to sell it. That money's going to go back in. But now if they buy a house, they're going to have to buy at $3 million.
Yeah, at the top of the market.
Yes. And it sucks. Like, it seems really bad. It seems like it should be in the interest of the trust to not do this. But they're fighting it, and they are losing. And they're fighting as much as they can.
With that shit. So when my uncle died.
Yeah, he had a lot of money.
But he didn't update his will since like the 80s. So the guy he had, you know, who was going to run the trust for my cousins.
Yeah.
And his wife was some lawyer that he hadn't dealt with in like 20 years. So the guy was being a total dick. They ended up having to buy him out. They had to pay this guy a shitload of money to relinquish his being the trust holder guy, you know, like the leader. And they got it to a more current lawyer because my uncle hadn't updated his shit in a million years. And so this guy just saw, you know, he saw dollar signs and he was being a dick. And they ended up having to pay him out a big chunk of money
to
go away.
They get a percentage, don't they? As the executor, don't you get a percentage of the overall estate?
There's like a stipend for it. You know, like you get paid a certain amount.
So the longer goes on, the more you get paid.
Right. So they had to buy him out because this guy was being a dick because he wasn't even my uncle's lawyer anymore. But my uncle hadn't updated his shit in forever.
Holy shit. Yeah, I've learned a lesson from all this. Money. Like, even my parents don't have much, but I don't want to get freaking murdered when I end up taking over their house and stuff.
Right.
You've got to take care of all that and dot your I's and cross your T's because lawyers are scum of the fucking earth.
No, luckily I have nothing. But if I had even a little bit, I would keep that. I would update it every few years. And if my situation changed and I had new, you know, accountants or lawyers, you got to make sure all that shit's updated too. Because these, trust me, somebody you haven't paid any money to in a while is not going to be your friend when it, you know, comes down to it.
Well, they're going
to
execute it as it's written and they have no emotional attachment to anyone involved and they don't give a fuck. They're like, hey, this is what we're doing. Fuck off. I'm in charge.
I guarantee you that guy didn't have to do that. I bet they could have, if everybody in the trust had signed off on letting everybody keep their house, he probably could have just let that.
And I don't know how everyone gets along across the board.
One asshole who was like, fuck you. Yeah. I won't sign off on it.
I don't know the ins and outs of it. I just know that they're getting fucked over right now.
Yeah, and it's always at the worst time. You just have gone through the death of a family member.
Yeah.
And then you're dealing with somebody who's being a dick. And he's not even related to you. You know, like, I remember it was a nightmare for my cousin. I said, ultimately, they had to work it where they bought this dipshit out. And it was sucked because you don't, you know, like, you're dealing with a death and all this other stuff. And then you have to deal with this stupid legal crap that.
But most of the time, it's not even legal. It's just dealing with some fucking asshole.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. You're just dealing with some asshole lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, fucking A. And then here's this good story that happened last night. Last night, we went to dinner, which we never do. Rarely do we go to dinner, just my wife and I.
Right.
Once in a blue moon. As a family, we'll go, usually us and a kid or two.
Right.
So we went to dinner and I'm like, cool. My daughter was off with other daughter. So we go to this restaurant and we're going to another restaurant. And then halfway there, my wife goes, no, let's go to this place. And there's a fucking restaurant by my house that I hate. And she likes to go there because they have a happy hour menu and she can get all fucking liquored up and fucking eat. Well, I don't drink and I don't like their food, but I was like, all right, whatever. Cool. I'm easy. I'm like easy in the sense.
Yeah, whatever. You'll just go deal with it.
We walk in. There's an old fucking man sitting and she goes, oh, let's go into the bar area. We won't have to wait. So that's another thing. And I walk in and there's this old fucking man sitting at the bar and and my wife goes, oh, I know him, and goes over and talks to him and then invites him to our fucking table.
Joe. How did she know him?
She goes in there with whenever she goes with any of her little friends around here, they go there. And apparently he's like a local yokel, old rich guy that just sits in there and drinks and bullshits.
Oh, God. So now you were stuck with this old
rich
dude.
I'm stuck at a table through my entire fucking dinner with a 91-year-old dude. I could tell you his entire fucking life story. He never stopped talking for the hour that we were fucking there.
Oh, God.
And my wife's talking to him. I said, granted, it was kind of nice not to have to fucking engage anyone, but I wanted to fucking shoot myself. I wanted to fucking go into the bathroom and shove fucking crystal meth up my ass until I died. That's what I wanted to do, Jack. It was that fucking torturous. And my wife's sitting there, and I tried to kick her three times under the fucking table.
Right.
And he would say the same because he was drunk on top of him. He's 91 and drunk.
And just goes there and gets liquored up every night, right?
And he would just say the same shit over and over and over. And then he reminded me of Rick Dees because he kept telling me how rich he was.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh, fuck, shoot me. Like, get. And I'm looking at my wife and I'm like, what the fuck? Let's get out of here.
I can't believe your wife
never fucking clued into it whatsoever. She never clued into my discomfort or my fucking rage and anger ever once in the hour.
But that doesn't even sound like something she would enjoy.
Oh, dude, she goes there and gets bullshitted and will just. And by the way, she's drunk by this point because she's been drinking. And then I get the bill because that's how that rolls. And it was like 70-something bucks for a happy hour menu, but it's because she drank so much.
Right.
You throw fucking alcohol into a bill. I'm like, holy fuck.
Happy hour drinks aren't cheap. They're just cheaper than they normally would be. They're still 10, 12 bucks a pop.
I literally had a cheeseburger with fries and a Diet Coke, and it cost me like 75 bucks.
Right.
And she didn't even fucking eat. She ordered like an appetizer or two. It was all fucking alcohol.
Put the bill on your buddy.
You're so rich. Pay this fucking bill.
Pick this up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we never go out. So I'm not going out again. I promise you that. Right. Or if the next restaurant we go to, it won't serve alcohol. Here's the thing. Right. If you don't drink alcohol, you shouldn't pay for alcohol.
No, I'm with you. I mean, I drink, so if I go out, I pay for it. But I'm with you. It sucks for the people who go out and you're like, let's split the bill. But I'm like, no, I had five cocktails and you had a Diet Coke. Yeah, that doesn't seem fair.
No shit. That happens a lot. People split the bill and you're like, what the fuck, dude? I didn't have any cocktails. I had a fucking Coke.
Yeah, no, that's not fair. I'm with you. That's not fair to people who don't drink. They shouldn't do that to them.
Yeah. Plus, it saves you money to not drink.
Oh, it saves a lot of money.
God.
So Lucy had her, she didn't get to play in it though. The CIF finals game.
Oh, how'd it go?
They came in second. It was close. That's though. It was down awesome. To, it was, they lost by 4 points. So,
oh wow. That is a good game, but that also means they got, medals.
Yeah, I think so. Or whatever they give them, but it was crazy to go. Okay. You know what sucks is it was like all the it was the CIF Southern Section finals. You know, they break up the state into, I don't know. So we're the Southern Section. So they did it at Azusa Pacific University, which I'd never been to, but it was like a big ass college, you know, basketball arena thing. So it was huge. Yeah. And we got there and it was fucking packed. You know what I mean? Like it was. And then for my daughter's game, it was like a quarter full. And then the next thing, it filled up again. And you know why?
Huh.
Boys games. The whole stadium would fill up for boys games. Before my daughter's game was a boys game, and it was totally full. Then for the girls' CIF Southern, like, you know, like all the people from my kids' team were there, you know, like all the families and whatever. But they just don't fill up a stadium like the boys' teams do. People don't come. Like, oh, it was only immediate family there for the girls' team.
Boy fucking high school shit is big fucking deal. Like it because all the colleges come out, everybody comes to watch them, and those fuckers now can play pro next year in, you know, in a lot of leagues.
So can women now can play pro. Yeah.
No, and, but I mean, those high school kids will play pro. A lot of those guys will play pro next year.
Right.
Out of high school.
My daughter's team, their boys team got knocked out in the very first round, and the girls team went all the way to the finals. So
that's fucking awesome.
The boys team.
That's cool. And you know what's awesome about that, especially with her being freshman, is that's such a great experience that she's now got that under her belt. And as she goes up, she's going to.
It was good just to be around it and to see so they know. But so tomorrow I'm going to. I didn't understand. I was like, my daughter's like, are you going to come to my game Tuesday? I'm like, what are you talking about? I just went to the finals, you know? And she's like, no, that was CIF. We also got invited to state.
Yeah.
And so,
because they finished so high.
But I didn't know that was a separate thing. I always thought the CIF finals were the state thing. So now tomorrow I'm going to a state final or not like playoff.
One of the girls on our volleyball team was in, they won city, and okay. So then they went to state. Dude, they were having games up in like Sacramento and shit. Like they
That's
were.
That's what Lucy said. She goes so crazy. She's like, because they didn't know on Sunday. She's like, our game is Tuesday, but we don't know. She goes, it could be in Sacramento. And she goes, then we have to take the whole day. Luckily, they in the first round of this, they got drawn home team, so it's at their school.
Oh, cool.
But the if they win, the next game could be anywhere in the state. Yeah. It's a big ass state, California.
Yeah, and your game, like all of a sudden you're on the road, and I remember when Dad's telling me, like, dude, I had to go to San Jose for a fucking volleyball game today. I
was like, yeah, no, that's what she was saying. She's like, our game could be in Sacramento, and I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, we'd have to leave like first, you know, early in the morning to get up there, and I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. But that state stuff gets crazy, and then. I don't know what happens. I don't know anyone that's ever been passed. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's your ring. What do you need?
My wife, who I'm sure.
Oh, she locked herself out?
I don't know, but my daughter's sitting there in her room not doing anything. My wife knows I'm doing the pod.
But doesn't the ring ring on your daughter's phone, too? I thought you said you
my
had
My daughter
it.
Is the laziest lump of shit in the world who will not get up if her life depended on it. I'm telling her.
Yeah, because I'm assuming if somebody's pressing the ring that they're locked out.
Yeah, well, but who's that fucking stupid? Oh, yeah. I know that answer. Oh, my God. It's
pretty, like, everybody I know now pretty much has a ring. It's weird how that's become standard operating, you know, like, and did you see that video of the kid who didn't know how to turn on his Cartoon Network on his TV and his mom was across the street at a friend's house. So he went out to the ring and pressed the button knowing his dad would pick up. And then he just, you know, asked his dad. He's like, my kid does that. If I send him like, he'll be like, I forgot my folder. I'm like, go upstairs and get it. And I'll be sitting in the car. And the next thing I know, the ring will go off. Be like, I can't find, you know, like he knows that if he presses that button, it goes right to my phone.
Okay. But here's what's weird. We all have cell phones, so she can reach me on my cell phone. We also all have – on the cell phone, we all have apps because we all have Alexas. And everyone has an Alexa. You could use Alexa as an intercom. And then we have Ring. There's so much shit.
Yeah, there's so many different ways to get – no, it's true.
I have been in front yard talking to a neighbor before, like two or three of us talking. And all of a sudden that noise goes off and every single person reaches into their wall and pulls their phone out. Because everybody's like, oh, shit, is somebody at my door?
No, and I've been like at the market and hear that noise and go, oh shit, and then I'm like, oh, it's not mine.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you start it's one of those sounds too, because phones at least you can customize. The ring is the ring. It's the same fucking sound for everybody.
Everybody knows that. It's like when the Amber Alert goes off. You know, and everybody's Amber Alert sounds the same.
Dude, whatever was going on with that one the other day. I shut all alerts off on my phone. I already had Amber Alerts off, but now they came up with this new fucking alert called a Silver Alert or whatever the fuck it is.
They
changed it on us, and I got five. I got five fucking alerts on the same goddamn one that had nothing to do with me or was nowhere around me, and I was asleep, and I was fucking pissed. So I grabbed my phone.
I haven't gotten an alert in a while.
One day last week while I was sleeping, it was on a work day. Huh.
Yeah, I haven't got one in a while.
And I was like, oh, fuck this. I am turning this off right now.
Every once in a while, I'll get one that's like nowhere near. It'll be like, you know, like Sacramento or something. You're like, why did that come to my phone? Yeah. But it's weird how they those.
But my phone also sometimes thinks I'm places I'm not, which is weird.
Yeah, and that's me too. So that's why sometimes I wonder if it's, you know, giving me things that it thinks I'm close to.
Yeah. God, I went into settings and and that's another thing. It wasn't just like, oh, turn off. I had to go onto my computer and look up how to shut off the things because I couldn't figure it out of how to shut off all of those fucking things.
To be honest, I don't know where it is to turn that off on my phone. I've never seen that as an option. I'm sure it's pretty deep in the menus to find it.
And the only thing I can't shut off at all is the presidential alerts. Here it is. Emergency SOS. No, that's just
they've only used the presidential alert once, right?
For a test. And yeah, I didn't get that, by the way. That one didn't come through to my phone.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I know. But yet I get one about a fucking autistic person who left their house. This was an adult. It wasn't an Amber Alert child one. This was like an autistic person that had rolled out of their house and just fucking disappeared. And I got 5 alerts on that one, and it was an adult. And I'm like, oh yeah, and so because it wasn't a kid, it wasn't an Amber Alert, and it's some other alert that I apparently didn't shut off. So I just went in and shut off all alerts.
You know, I don't hate those. I think they're a good idea. Have they actually helped? Has the Amber Alert ever been proven to be the determining factor in finding somebody?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Because we've had them now for a while, and I've never, you know, and I've heard them go off, and usually the cops, you know, find whoever they're looking for. I don't know if it's because of Amber Alert tips or not.
Yeah, it's not like what was that show with? Yeah, he's got another show now, America's Most Wanted, when he would.
Yes.
You know, so-and-so has been looking. If you see him, call this number now. And you would hear, so far, we've helped apprehend 500 predators.
They had great results with that show.
Yeah, that was a big show for a while. He's got a show now that's on another, like, small-ass channel that doesn't hardly get played.
And his daughter was killed?
His son, Adam.
Adam Walsh, that's Adam. Right.
Yeah. Fucking, and if I'm not mistaken, they either only found his head or his body, and they didn't find the rest ever.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was fucking
bad. I know he went, and I was like, you know, good for him.
No, and that was cool, and I feel bad because I would love to help in an Amber Alert, and what if my kid was missing? I'd want people to fucking look.
Right.
But I'm with you. What do we know in the statistics? Is that even work? You know, or whatever.
I feel like now at least I'm on the freeway more because I drive to work. I'd have a better, you know, because a lot of times there are license plate numbers and I'm sitting in my living room. You know what I mean? Like the odds of me running into that car are not very good.
Do you know what would be a better technology? And I just saw a story that the highway transportation, whatever, blah, 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 they're going to make it auto braking by standard equipment by whatever year, 2025 or something like that. So, and that's a good idea. And they estimate that it will reduce pedestrian deaths by half. And there's something like 4,000 to 6,000 pedestrians killed by cars a year.
It seems like that happens in LA. Every time I turn on the news, there's a hit and run.
Yeah, every fucking day. But so if that cuts in half, that's a huge number. That's totally worth it. I'm totally down with that. Now, but if they have that technology on your car, all that is a series of cameras.
Right.
Why can't it just scan license plates?
Yeah, that's what the police do now.
Yeah. So why don't those cameras just go to a little thing, and if there's someone on a list and it scans that license plate, it should alert whoever, and the human should be taken completely out of the equation.
Right. No, that's the Burbank police, the cars and the motorcycles have those cameras that just scan every license plate that they drive by.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Hey, I saw something very weird, speaking of technology, the other day. You know the Google cars?
Yes.
It would look just like that, but it was a backpack, and it was a dude walking down the street.
Oh, so is it for sidewalks and pedestrian ways where you couldn't drive?
I have no idea. Dude was walking with a backpack on. It had that – the camera was the same camera. Had that weird ball on the end, right. You know, and it went up.
I wonder if they're starting to do trails and, like, walkways and, you know, like
– go into businesses. Maybe they'll get businesses to pay. It'll be like the new phone book.
Or walk through the mall. You know what I mean? Like you could actually see the storefronts inside of a mall or walk down the Third Street promenade, things like that. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it wasn't around here either. It was somewhere around stores. It was like a regular busy street. The dude was just walking down the street with it on. I'm like, that's fucking weird. Oh, God.
Well, the mapping is crazy. I was thinking about the other day when I can't remember. I was going somewhere with Bing, and it's like, you know, we've gotten so spoiled now where you just type in the address. You don't even usually need to know the address. You type in the name of where you're going. It gives you the address, and then it tells you how to get there, and it gives you alternate routes based on traffic.
I know.
Used to have the Thomas guide and try and figure it out on our own.
But that's another skill that is gone, that millennials cannot read maps. They can't read maps. They can't drive stick shifts.
I don't even know if they would know what a street map looks like. I mean, when's the last time you saw – well, you had one when you worked at Warner Brothers, but my kids have never seen a street map. You know, they've seen like a map of the U.S., maybe a map of California, but they've never seen like the street map of Burbank like we used to have in the Thomas Guide.
But the maps aren't quite so user-friendly yet. Like if I'm driving right now and let's say you called me and said, hey, meet me over at this restaurant and blah, 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 blah. I'd have to pull over and punch that in. Or typically I know enough to go – oh, he wants to meet me in Toluca Lake. All right, I'll just drive to Toluca Lake, and then I'll pull over and punch it in.
And then I'll
find out where it is. Yeah, right. I'll get to where it is. But we're getting to the point where kids don't know, like, north or south, or they don't know directions at all because they can't fucking read a map.
No, I mean, they don't even know how to turn on, like, you know, change channels on the TV or whatever. You know, like, everything is just voice and...
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
It is. It's crazy.
I remember, though, that's the worst feeling in the world when you lay down, like, every now and then I'll lay down in bed and I'll have the TV on and then I'll lay in bed and I get comfortable and then I'll reach to turn off the TV and realize I left the remote on the desk over here and I'm like, gosh, shit, that's the worst feeling ever, having to get out of bed to get the remote, or the remote battery doesn't work and you can't turn off the TV.
Bing was making fun of me over the weekend, and he's like, when you're an old man and you can't move, I'm going to take the remote away from you and you won't be able to. I was like, wow. Bing, I go, the technology already exists to just do it by voice. And by the time I'm that old, I'll probably be able to control the TV with just my eye. You know what I mean? Like, I won't need you for the remote.
Dude, we were the remote when we were little.
Yeah.
My dad
doesn't
used to
even
call
know.
Me.
I was telling him that. God. I'm like, you used to have to get up and physically touch the TV.
My dad would go, hey, come here. Come here. And I'd walk in the room, change the channel. And I'd be like, are you fucking serious? No, not that channel. Oh, cha-cha. And I'd sit there. I was the fucking remote.
And they would be flipping through the TV guide to figure out what.
Yeah, TV guide.
It's 8 o'clock. You got to turn on channel 4. We got, you know.
Do they still make TV Guide, or is that finally gone?
Oh, it has to be gone, right? I mean, although I haven't looked for it, maybe they do still make it.
And then
it's a website.
Yeah, there was that fake one that they made that they put in, like, the LA Times or whatever. You could buy the actual TV Guide at the check stand, or there was the one that was in the paper that was, you know, pretty much the same.
Yeah, but there's no way that's – I mean, like, every modern TV has a guide channel. I mean, even – I don't even have
different
cable or anything. And I have a guide channel that tells me what's on TV just with my antenna.
Like, yeah, boom, with your antenna, stop. You press the button, and it's true. It shows you at least the channels. And
yeah, no, I just hit it, a guide, and it tells me everything that's on and, you know, for the rest of the night.
You know what I finally did just yesterday? Remember, I sit back here, and I get, like, two channels because that's all that I have on the aerial, and my wife turned off the fucking satellite in this room, and I'm the only person that watches satellite and whole fucking thing. Yesterday I realized I have Roku on my deck. Like, it's never been watched ever once.
Oh, for that TV you put outside?
Yeah, the one that's mounted on the deck outside.
Okay.
It has Roku, which is fine. You can watch Netflix, you can do whatever.
Right.
I'm like, why does that sit out there and it doesn't get used? And Roku's fucking awesome because I use it at work. At work we have actual Roku. All of our TVs are Roku TVs.
Oh, like the one with the built-in?
It's built-in, yeah. It's a big-ass fucking TV, and it's got the Roku remote, and it's a fucking Roku TV. So everything you do, you start from Roku. Even if you want to use the satellite or the cable, you do it from the Roku remote. Everything's on the Roku.
Okay.
And it's got all these free channels, and, like, okay, I don't have Channel 4, I don't have Channel 2, I don't have Channel 11, I don't have any of that, but a Roku... I can put those on, and sure, I can't watch it live on Roku, but anything that's on there, I can go on and watch whenever I want.
You can't pull those in with your antenna because I get all those live.
No, the only local channels I get 4 sometimes, and I get 5 all the time, and I get 56. Those are the only 3 channels I get solid, and everything else is
because
floater.
You're in the hills, kind of.
Yeah, this is the shittiest area on Earth to live.
And bug, you're the hills and ocean. You got 2 of the worst. You know,
well, remember, I don't even get radio over here,
right?
I get San Diego radio, and
well, maybe I'm surprised you don't get San Diego TV.
I know, it's fucking weird. So, yeah, but that is a clusterfuck of fuckdom. So, I put Roku in here, and I've been watching it, and I've been very happy. There's been a couple shows that I've wanted to watch that I forgot about, and I've been binging them now.
Which ones?
I watched, dude, The Goldbergs is one of my favorite shows right now.
Oh, yeah. I get to catch that one live.
I love Goldbergs. And it has, so I watched a lot of Goldbergs. And then I watch the spinoff Schooled. I watched all of those.
Yeah, that one's not bad. Bing and I have been watching that one. That's not bad either.
I binged that today. I watched every episode.
Well, there's only like four, right?
Yeah, or it was six.
Okay.
So I watched the first six episodes today and was like, cool, which was not quite two, a little over maybe 2 hours because they're only 20 minutes long.
Right.
It was fucking.
And then Bing and I started watching Black Mirror.
I don't know what that is.
It's like modern Twilight Zone-ish on Netflix. I don't know if it airs anywhere else, but.
Did you watch the Oscars at all?
No, I didn't see any of it. Bing had a rehearsal for his Odyssey in the Mind thing until 6 o'clock. So by the time we got home, it was like seven. And then we watched Bob's Burgers and The Simpsons. We didn't watch.
I watched. This was funny. I know apparently Spike Lee was really pissed off that movie won Best Picture. The whatever the hell it is. The one that it's the reverse of Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, Green Book?
Green Book, yeah. I don't know what his problem was with it, but then he won for something, best screenplay or best whatever, for Black Klansman.
Right.
So it's like, wait a minute. So they're complete fucking idiots that picked this movie, yet they're not complete idiots for picking your movie.
Right.
It was kind of weird. And then
I'm not going to lie. I don't even know who won most of the things. I did hear about the Green Book thing because that won the biggest thing, yeah. Right? But I haven't heard much of any other winners.
And then that Roma got nominated for like 10 awards and won two, but pretty all insignificant.
Okay.
And you know, it used to be a movie won Best Picture and they'd put it back in the theaters and it would make a fortune. Roma's been on Netflix since it came out.
Yeah, it's a Netflix movie.
Yeah, it's fucking a Netflix show. I don't see them making
any money. They said that there's no more like Oscar bump really, because most of the movies by the time the Oscars roll around, like they're already out on demand and everything, you know, like
yeah.
Bing and I watched Bohemian Rhapsody last weekend. I bought it.
Oh, he won.
Oh, did he? Okay. Yeah. I didn't like it that much. I'm not gonna lie. It's super inaccurate and I just thought it was kinda, you know, it was whatever. The guy did a good job acting, I guess, but Sacha Baron Cohen would have been a million times better if they had done that version.
Yeah, and I did hear them talking about that on some show today that he pulled out because they did the whitewashed, the Queen story, not the Freddie Mercury story, which was a way more interesting story.
Right, and it was just kind of like, I mean, they really fucked with the details to make the outcome be the way they wanted. Like, they even gave him AIDS before Live Aid when he wasn't actually diagnosed with it.
Oh, really? After.
Yeah, because they wanted the movie to end with Live Aid, so.
Wow.
But, yeah. You know what I watched, which was I thought was pretty good, was the Oasis documentary. They did a documentary on Oasis, and those guys were pretty honest about how dicky they are to each other.
So that's the biggest dick family ever.
Yeah, but they're pretty honest about it. They know they're dicks. You know what I'm excited for? On March 22nd, I believe, the Motley Crue movie is going to be on Netflix.
Motley Crue movie. And then I saw the trailer last night for the Elton John biopic.
Yeah, that one I bet is sugar-coated like Bohemian Rhapsody. But I watched the trailer for the Motley Crue one, and that one seems to be pretty honest.
Yeah,
so
yeah, hopefully they follow the book, which was supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, so I'm more excited for Motley Crue, even though I'm not a huge Motley Crue fan, than I am for Elton John or Queen.
By the way, the thing I liked the most of what I watched the major awards on the Oscars, so I watched about the last 40 minutes or so, there was a Nike commercial that was so fucking good with, Venus Williams?
Oh, okay.
And it was all about women and how they're treated differently and they're, you know, and if they act out, they're emotional, they're crazy or whatever. It was such a good commercial. I thought that was the best thing of the whole fucking night. Was like,
oh, I didn't know they made special commercials for the Oscars.
Yeah. Well, no, it was about sport. It was about women's sports, basically.
Was that the first time it ran?
It had to be because I'd never seen it before. Oh. And I don't remember seeing it. I didn't watch all of the Super Bowl.
You would think that would have been out like during the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah, a Nike commercial. But it was really good. It was like pro girl sports, which was I thought was awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that was my favorite thing of the entire night. And
what did they do with no host?
They just had like Dana Carvey came out with fucking Mike Myers. And they did a Wayne's World bit, which was stupid.
So they just had presenters do more
stupid stuff. And then they did their little bit and then introduced the clip for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
Because remember, they used it in the movie, so they related it back like that. And it was, you know what?
And Mike Myers was in that movie.
Yeah. And it didn't miss a fucking beat, by the way. The movie, the show without a presenter was no less.
Yeah, it didn't change anything, no. Right?
No. The only reason they really, remember, they fucked up. We talked about this in the last pod. When they didn't nominate NWA, there was a huge backlash. There was a few movies around then that should have been nominated that were not.
Right.
And then
right.
They did that whole diversity push, and now they swung the pendulum to fucking insane the other way. Like, they went from not diversified at all to overly too much diversity. It's, and they had Kevin Hart, and they really were dialing in their diversity. They were fucking making it a point. And in fact, I saw J-Lo and A-Rod in like the front row at the Oscars. That shouldn't happen. J-Lo shouldn't be invited to the ceremony, and A-Rod should never be there. Even if they are together as a couple, he shouldn't be allowed in the building. And they had a lot of fun stuff like that. It was super extra diversified, super duper over PC. And
how did they open it though? Usually that's the only thing the host does is like a monologue at the open.
I believe Trevor Noah, I think Trevor Noah did something if I'm not mistaken. I didn't see it, but I think that at some point he did something because I saw a clip of it online. So I don't know if he came out and opened, but that would be a good one.
They should have just had, yeah, they could just get a stand-up comedian to do just that segment because that's really the only thing a host does other than throw to presenters.
Yep. And then the Memoriam or whatever, the dead people one.
Oh, who'd they forget? Every year they forget.
I don't know. I recognized four people on the entire fucking list.
Oh, after the Grammys, there was all these people pissed off because they forgot like four or five people. I assume that.
I'm sure they forgot people too here.
You would think it wouldn't be that hard, but every year they seem to leave people out.
Yeah, I saw. Oh, yeah. I know her. Oh, and then like, don't know. Oh, yeah. I remember that guy. And literally, like four people.
A lot of those, they go deep. It'll be like cinematographer and, you know, like editor. And you'll be like people you would never recognize.
Oh, God. It was not a good show. Gaga won for best song, not for actress.
I don't like that song.
That song's not good, but I like her, and I just like the way she does shit. I think she's
no,
she's
I cool. like her personally, but I don't think that song's that great.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. There did seem to be better songs. Bohemian Rhapsody might have been a better song, right?
Was that nominated?
Should have been, shouldn't it? If that was the
it's
name
not
of the
an
movie,
original song.
It's a movie about them that they wrote.
Right, but I'm pretty sure that you when you nominate,
you have to make it for the movie.
Original song made for the movie, and that song was not made for the movie.
Then that would explain why that was not.
Yeah.
Because that would have won.
Yeah, no, totally.
Oh, and I think Queen performed with Adam Lambert.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that lineup, but
That's called American Idol.
Yeah.
That's American Idol Queen. And they are also, they ran heavy American Idol commercials, and they are so changing the way they're doing that show. They're really going into storyline.
Well, that's what The Voice does. The Voice goes heavy into the backstories on everybody. Yeah. So maybe they're trying to copy that a little more.
That's what they're doing. These kids, and he's on a ranch and he's feeding the pigs and he's talking about this and this and this. And then there's a girl that got some disease and now she's blind and now she wants to be a singer. And like, they're really getting into the storyline on these kids.
Yeah, that's what The Voice, they must be trying to bite off that. The other day I went and I met the band for American Idol because they use our products at work. And they were rehearsing in Burbank. So I went and met all those guys and I was talking to them. It is crazy. I was like, so how many songs do you have to learn? They're like, well, this week we had to learn 50, like, because, you know, they play everything live.
Oh, shit.
And so I met this band. They learn like an incredible amount of songs each week.
That is pretty. But by the way, what a great gig if you're like a studio musician.
They said that one of the guys in the band had been in a band years ago that I had heard of. And he's like, oh, this is so much better than touring and being in a band and dealing with labels. You know, like he has a gig. He works at the same place every week. He doesn't have to travel around. It pays well. You know,
hey,
he plays.
Remember our little friend Andy, the production guy at Star?
Yeah. Andy. I still follow him on Facebook.
I saw a Facebook post of him. I believe, talking about getting engaged or going somewhere with his girlfriend or whatever. Like,
he's dating Gina.
Okay. I thought he was married this whole time.
He was a while ago, and then that didn't work out, and he got divorced a while ago.
See, I did not know that. I remember he was with his girlfriend, and they moved out here together, and then they got married, and they had a kid, right?
Yeah, it was a very quiet divorce, but he has a kid. His kid is now like 3 or 4. I didn't see. Did he get engaged? I don't know if it was
engaged or he was with this girl, and he mentioned something about how awesome she is, and she's the best girl, and I was like, wait a minute. I thought you were married, dude.
I thought you might have known her because she's a radio person.
Oh, the girl?
Yeah, she still – I think she now works with Corolla, but she used to work in radio. She used to work in our building. That's how they met.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
And I thought maybe you knew her.
Maybe I didn't look. I just saw the thing and he posted it. So I was like – caught me off guard that he was talking about having a girlfriend. I was like, wait a minute, he's married with a kid or two. So, okay. Yeah,
no, I don't think they're engaged yet, but no, he has one kid and he is divorced.
Maybe that was it. It was him talking about maybe going out of town. They were out of town on a trip together. There was something weird where it was odd if you were a married dude, the way this post went down. I was like, right, wait a minute, what the fuck is he doing here? Oh, God. That's bold.
Yeah, no, he's no Burrows. He's a single man.
All right, it is time for us to go. I have to go shove meth rocks up my ass before I go to work so I can wake up.
All right, good luck with that.
Yeah, I want to party. All right, everybody. Hey, do you like to party?
Oh, no, never answer yes to that.
Oh, God. All right, everyone, have a good week. We'll talk to you next week. Till then, peace out.
Check off.
Goodbye.